Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Greetings and salutations. We are live in beautiful Sherman Oaks, California, and you are listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, brought to you each and every Wednesday on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1. You can also hear our broadcast on YouTube and Alexa. What is the other ones? iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker, and Sonos, and a bunch of other crap out there. Before we get into our very special guest today, I have a couple of quick announcements. Last night, we were at the Viper Room, and there's rumors going around that the Viper Room is closing. That is not true. Let me repeat that. That is not true. They will be around for a couple of decades from what I understand. But last night we were there, and we were there to see our buddies Dirty Machine. And one of the things that I realized, David Dirty Davo, I see him last night, and he looks amazing. He lost, I believe he said 90 pounds. He looks like half of himself, and he was really had a lot of energy last night at the group, and they played their new song, and it was a fantastic show last night. So I want to give a big fat shout out to Dirty Machine and all the fellas in the group. And right on. Love it. And give me one second, y'all. Jeez Louise. There it is. Okay, couple of more announcements. This Friday at the Whiskey a Go Go. My wife is a manager of the group called Satanic Johnny. Say what's up to Moses, Elio, Jermaine, and Hector. You guys, they're going to be playing at the Whiskey a Go Go in West Hollywood. This Friday, on the December 14th, they will be on like at 10 p.m. And we will be there, you know, to support a great group of guys. And one more announcement. This Saturday on the December the 15th is Warrior Dave's birthday bash at the Five Star Bar and in downtown Los Angeles on 3rd and Main. And I want everybody to come down to see these two great shows with us. We will be at both of them, you know, to have a good time with you guys. And a couple of more things. I want to say what's up to Nathan Youngblood from Youngblood Productions and Acropolis Music. And if you want to get tickets for these great venues, please go onto their website, www.acropolistickets.com. That's one word, www.acropolismusic.com. Oh, boy, we have a phone call. Maybe it's for our guest today. Oh, one second. Hello, you're on the air with Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Can I help you?
Yeah, can I do a birthday shout-out?
You may. Yes, you may. Go ahead.
Fuck you!
Oh, right back at you. Let me hang up. There you go. I don't know what the fuck's up with him, but anyway, since he started that, I don't know who the hell that was. I don't care. Shit. Love or hate, it's all good publicity. So if you want to say fuck you, just call it back. You should have just told me who your name was anyway. Anyway, goddammit. All right. That's enough for the announcements. Now, we're here with a group. I seen these guys in downtown L.A. at the Redwood Bar. Me and my wife, we went down there to see a group called Devang. These guys came on with Devang, and I seen these guys up there, and I was like, fuck yeah, I got to have them on the show. Because they sound like old-school, red-blooded American rock and roll, just some hardcore shit. And I was just loving it, man. I just like how they got down, man. It's just, to me, let me just say this. When I seen you guys, I was just seeing, like, you guys got together, and, you know, y'all probably like the same type of groups. And, like I could see y'all as, like, teenagers in high school, and y'all guys got together, and it's like, let's form a rock band. All right, well, we like this particular type of groups and this particular type of music. And y'all got together, and y'all got y'all instruments, and y'all couldn't find a way to play. And one of y'all moms like, I don't want to hear this noise in my house. Y'all go in the garage and play. So y'all got together, and y'all went down. And went to y'all mom's garage and started this group. But instead of it being in mom, so you guys are older, your wives told you to do this. That's what it seemed like to me, man. Just good old-fashioned young blooded American men got together and decided they want to start a rock group. Man, you guys sound really good, man. The group's name here is called Low Octane. And we want to announce the group's members that are here. And everyone announce themselves. And what part of the band do you play? And let's start on the end over here.
Okay, hi. I'm Doug, and I play the bass guitar.
I'm Sebastian. I play guitar and am the lead singer and principal songwriter.
All right.
My name is Chris Punsalon, and I also play guitar, sometimes leads, and rhythm.
And he sings and writes some tunes too.
Yeah. He sings like an angel.
Like a sweet, sweet angel.
Oh, okay. So just y'all just missing a drummer.
Yeah, he couldn't make it.
Oh, that's okay. You know, at least we got, you know, most of the members here.
You don't need to hear from the drummer.
Well, because he doesn't talk anyway.
Yeah.
He just sits and works with his hands.
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about how did you guys get together?
I'd been playing in bands for years and years. Chris has been playing in bands for years. Doug has played in a band or two. What happened was, I just got the urge to start playing music again. I'd been away from it for a little while, doing writing and other things. And I was like, I'd never formed a proper, like, heavy band, you know? Like, I'd been in a lot of different types of bands and, I was never in, like, a band that played, like, heavy music.
Right.
And that's the kind of music I really like.
So okay.
The irony there is I just had never had a band that actually done that kind of music that I really connect to. Like bands like, you know, when I was a kid, like Black Sabbath.
Right.
With the Dio era even. And then like metal bands of that early 80s. And then I really loved also like the early 90s grunge, right?
Okay.
So like, you know, like Soundgarden, Alice in Chains, Nirvana.
Ooh, I like them.
Yeah. So I was like, I want to play music like that. That's somewhere in between there. And so I bought a new guitar because my old one was too heavy and I'm too old to carry it. And so I got a new guitar and I just started kind of writing these riffs and these songs. And then I was like, oh, I wonder if I can get people to play them. And then I talked to Chris and he was like, yeah, I'll play this stuff with you. And then he had a friend who played drums and it's Anthony and we roped him into it. And then we were playing as a trio for a while, and people seemed to dig it. And then
I was on bass first.
Chris was on bass, but Chris is, you know, like most bass players, was a frustrated guitar player.
Okay.
Yeah, he's actually a really good guitar player, and
not
so
me.
And so I just put it out on Facebook. I was like, man, I wish I could find a bass player who just wants to play bass.
Right.
And then Doug answered that, and Doug's a friend of mine too. And he was like, I like to just play bass. So we brought in Doug, and that's basically been the lineup. And
now we're at full power.
Now we're at full power.
Right.
I've already seen you guys on YouTube.
Yeah,
then I was like, I want to be in that band.
Right.
You didn't know that, but then when you posted that,
you were just waiting.
I was on it.
Right.
He was just waiting for it. But I mean, sort of like the idea here is like, we're, you know, I'm not going to lie, we're a little bit older.
Look, let me tell you something, man. Once you get in this business, you'll be surprised.
Yeah.
At the age of these people. Don't worry about it, man. Everybody is like...
Well, that's it's funny that you should say that because I was like, you know, I'm an older guy now. I'm going to write these songs and I'm going to like kind of have my midlife crisis. But instead of like going out and buying a crazy car, I'm going to get a guitar and I'm going to sing about this stuff. And so that was kind of like the idea behind Low Octane. But like you said, when we got out there and started playing, we're like, oh,
everybody's in their 40s. Everybody's in their 50s. It's like, whoa. That's what I did when I started going to these shows. I was like, wait a minute. Everybody here is bald as I am. I'm like, geez. Then I look on the stage and the guitarist got gray beard and it's like,
yeah.
Oh, fuck it. I'm at home. You know what I mean? I thought it was going to be a bunch of teenagers running around here. That is not the case, ladies and gentlemen. You are perfectly fine to be in your 40s and 50s going to rock concerts. I see them all the time. Don't worry about it. You will not be out of place.
Yeah. So that's been sort of an interesting part of doing this is finding out like, oh, yeah, I mean, you know, I guess rock and roll isn't really for the young anymore. But, you know... we've played with some young bands, and they're still out there doing it. So
yeah, of course, yeah. Like we was doing the Vans Warped Tours, the battle for the stage to get to play on the Vans Warped Tour, and it was a lot of young people. You know, we interview a lot of young people. That's what we met a few of them. To had them on the show before and stuff. Yeah, you know, some of them not even 18 yet or everything, but yeah. I'm glad that the people from all generations can appreciate what you guys doing, you know, and even the young people appreciate the music and everything, you know, because it's for everybody.
Yeah.
It's not just for just young people or just older people. It's for everyone. So that's a good thing that people from different generations like to get out here and play.
Yeah. Well, we try to, you know, we like big, heavy riffs and stuff, but we try to keep the focus on songs. And so, you know, hopefully that translates to everybody, you know.
Okay, everybody so likes a good tune. How long you guys been together as a group?
I'd say we're going on 2 years, maybe.
Oh, fairly new.
Yeah, yeah, we haven't been at it that long. I would say 2016 was sort of when we really started. Doug didn't come in till last year, yeah. 2017. So, you know, we're relatively new in the grand scheme of things. You know, kind of, and I hadn't, none of us had really been gigging in LA for a long time. So we also, we decided we were going to kind of stick to playing in the Valley at first.
Right.
Because we're like, I kind of dug the Valley scene, you know, more than, you know, when you get into, the last time I was playing in bands, it was sort of more a hipster thing in like Silver Lake and stuff. And
Oh, okay.
And I didn't see that as the audience for Low Octane. No. So we're like, I'm like, we're going to, Chris and I live in the Valley and, you know, there's some good venues here. So we were like, we're going to stick to the Valley because we didn't want to like do pay to play. And,
right, right. And yeah, we run into, you know, groups that we want to go on our shows and stuff and they think we're charging them to pay. It's like, no, man, we give you tickets. You sell the tickets for what you want. We just want a piece of the ticket sale.
Yeah, yeah.
And you come on the stage and play. We don't care, you know, as far as like, we don't have to pay us to play. You know, we're not like that. We understand the situation. You know, everybody can't do that, you know. And people trying to build an audience, you know.
Yeah.
You can't come up where I got to pay you all this money to get in front of a stage. And, you know, a lot of times, there don't be that many people there. So how are you supposed to expect somebody to pay them to get on the stage and play like that?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, it's crazy.
You know, unless you, I guess you get to a certain point. Yeah. You know?
That's been the Sunset Strip forever, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pay to play, definitely nothing new.
Right.
I was surprised to see that it's still going on.
Yeah, I think Whiskey's, I think, the highest, you know, to get out there. I think the Viper's a little cheaper, but they're still kind of expensive. Mm-hmm. But if you got a following, you know, you might can make your money if you got that type of a following to pay that kind of money to go to one of these one of those type of venues, you know. That's why we try to stick to ones that are, you know, cheaper or, you know, they don't charge at all sometimes, you know. They just want people in the door.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what we're trying to ask, where we're at, where we at right now, because, you know, we're struggling to do what we're trying to do because we on the bottom rung like a lot of groups that we deal with. So, but other than that, man, it's fun.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, have a good time. So what are you guys' inspiration? Where do you get your songwriting inspirations from?
Being old.
Pretty much.
Talk about old shit, huh?
Being over the hill. That's a common subject matter for us. Not being
my knee hurt.
Not being able to sleep late. We have a song about that. It's called Early.
And then we end up playing the earliest slot every time we go out because we're like, you know what, our fans, and like, we want to be in bed by like 11. Yeah, the people so we'll that be come, like, you have an 8 o'clock slot, we'll take it.
Yeah, the right. People that come to see us don't. Like, yeah. I want to be home by 10:30.
That's funny.
But it's people, you know, it's, it works. But so there's that. But I mean, I think musically, you know, we're. I draw inspiration from are it's just sort of, you know, the music that I like or I listen to or respond to or, you know, just the basic stuff really. Usually it's like I'm just sitting in my room with my guitar and I come up with a riff or something. I started to write in a different way when I started this band because I hadn't before. I was a different type of songwriter and I was, you know, sort of a more traditional songwriter. And when I started this band, because I wanted to do heavy music is riff based. So you really start with the riffs, you know, and the way I had heard about like Metallica is one of my favorite bands, like pretty much everybody who listens to heavy music. But, I was reading stuff about them, about how they wrote, you know, and it would be like they'd come up with riffs and then they'd sort of put them all together. And that seemed so weird to me because that's not the type of songwriter I was. But then I was like, well, I'll try that. And I started doing that and I was like, oh, okay, this is actually, you can actually make this work and, you know, you can just kind of piece things together and, you know, it just sort of, it was almost as if the process, because I wanted to try this new process, that sort of started the ball rolling. And I ended up writing like 10 songs. Chris wrote a couple of songs. It was just like, it was weird. It was just like an experiment and it just took off. I mean, it was just something that I'd always wanted to do. And so.
You guys like touring or do you tour? Or just like you go, you get a date, go to a particular venue, do it.
Not yet.
I mean, we'll see if the opportunity comes up. It'll be interesting.
San Diego.
Yeah. I mean, we definitely, I think we could definitely do some like low key touring.
Well, the real question is, will our wives let us do it?
Yeah.
right.
Yeah.
You're going to be going how many days?
That'd be the trick of it. But I mean, you know, we're open to whatever, really. But
it's good, man. You know, it's nice to get out there. I think it is. You know, to get your stuff kind of known, and you know, it's nice to have people, you know, see you like, oh yeah, I like your stuff. You know,
yeah.
So I would appreciate that. You know,
yeah.
So well, we got 4 songs here. We're gonna play one for the audience and everyone. Guest choice. Is any particular song y'all want to hear first?
Can I request Last Days of Babylon?
Of course, The Last Days of Babylon. You are listening to the Low Octane song Last Days of Babylon on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio Channel 1.
Valentine, the hours drinking. Books that make you laugh. Books that make you scream. Books that make you hope. And books that make you dream. What's on your bookshelf? Discover the books that make you who you are on booksthatmakeyou.com. Read book reviews. Meet the authors who pour their souls into the books you love. And enter to win bookish prizes. If you're a bibliophile, then Books That Make You is your new best friend. Visit booksthatmakeyou.com or find us on Insta and Facebook.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
This is Satanic Johnny, and you're listening to
Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio.
And iHeartRadio.
We are back with Low Octane. Guys, that song is hot.
Thank you.
Y'all know y'all see me over here bumping my head.
Yeah.
I like that, man. This sounds a little, I'm not for sure, but I think, what's the name of that group? The guy, Kurt Cobain, kind of?
Nirvana.
Nirvana a little bit, and a couple other type styles up in there, man. And it sounds really good, man.
Thanks. Yeah, it's kind of, like I said, it's sort of somewhere, like if you could take early 80s metal and early 90s grunge somewhere in between
and put it together,
those two, that's what I like. So that's what you get somewhere.
It works well.
Yeah,
it does.
But yeah, I mean, we're actually what you're hearing are those are rough mixes, because we're working on an EP, but we haven't finalized the mixes. So
okay,
so you know, those are what you're hearing is not going to be the final product, but it's pretty close. It's getting there.
Oh. So you guys, this is your first, EP together as a group,
yeah.
Or
yeah, we've done a lot of. If you want to check out our stuff, you can go to our Bandcamp page, mm-hmm. Low Octane Bandcamp, and we work pretty extensively on demos and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like we basically start in GarageBand, and then we'll move them into Logic and stuff. So we're pretty good about demoing. So we record. We're all, Chris and I both have a lot of experience recording over the years. So you know, I think we do pretty good with our demos. They're pretty comprehensive. And then, but you know, you want to bring it to that next level sonically. And so you know, we've been sort of kind of piecing it together.
Yeah, we're really excited to get the full band recorded and down, because Anthony is a great drummer, and just like, you know, you can't really recreate the sound of us live with some of the demos that we have. But you know, once we get this EP done, it's going to be
really a more good, accurate representation of the band, whereas the demos, you know, I'll do a lot of it and Chris will do a lot of his tunes or whatever. So you know, the band, once the band, it gets into the hands of the band, it becomes something else, a little more alive, a little more you know, breathing.
Yeah, and let's give a shout out to Gabe at Akira Studios for rushing those mixes out to us so we can get them on air.
Exactly,
they sound great.
Yeah. Gabe has been working hard on our mixes and stuff, so we really appreciate him. We're hoping early in 2019 to have the EP out, and we're gonna try making a video or two.
Yeah.
Good.
Just we've got some fun ideas planned.
All right.
But yeah, so that's what you're hearing are the beginnings of that EP.
Oh, okay. You have any tour dates coming up anytime soon, or are you guys just basically writing and recording?
No, we're pretty much concentrating on recording. We've got a couple of shows coming up in January. Do you know off the top of your head the date?
No, I don't.
I'm so bad at this. My wife is going to kill me. She's our manager, and she's really good about all this stuff. Like, we've got a band calendar, and it's all very organized because we're old.
It's Friday, January 18th at UBG.
Yeah, I knew it was the 17th or the 18th. I always get dates terribly wrong, too. One time I even messed up one of our shows there. So it's January 18th at the at UBG, I believe. Yeah. We're playing with the Cheeseburgans that night. They're amazing. The Cheeseburgans are a family. They're like a Partridge Family type band.
Really?
Only they're they're like punk. Like they're punk rock.
We played with them before, right?
No, we haven't played with them yet. But they're kind of friends of ours, and we like them. Brian, we'll give a shout out to Brian Monterey. He books there. Good guy.
Huh.
And then we have I think we're doing one of Jenny's shows later.
Okay.
In February.
Okay, yeah.
I'm sure she'll cover that on the show at some point.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, she's out there, and, you know, she sees a date. She's like, I want it. Then call groups up and set up these shows. So she's on it, you know.
But that'll be in the Valley. It's some place we haven't played yet. But,
no, UBG?
It's not UBG. Not the Jenny show. But the UBG is in North Hollywood.
North Hollywood?
Yeah, it's right over by – have you ever been there?
No.
It's over by really Universal, basically.
Oh, okay. Well,
Universal Bar and Grill. That's what it's called.
Oh, yeah. We've done our first show there. We've done a couple of shows there.
Okay, so yeah.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, you said UBG, and I'm thinking it's a whole nother. I wasn't even thinking about it. Yeah, we've been at the Universal a few times.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I like that place. You ever played at Skinny's?
We haven't. I think that's where the show is with Jenny's Skinny's.
I think that would be our first show there.
Yeah, it's in
we haven't done that place yet.
Yeah.
We haven't worked there. But I like the UBG. Now I've got the code from you guys. Now I know what to call it now.
Well, maybe it's just the dumb. I mean, that's what Brian calls it. Who knows? Universal Bar and Grill.
Okay.
Just to be clear.
In North Hollywood.
In North Hollywood, right. Yeah. You know, you can go to Potter World and then wander down the street and see Low Octane.
Right.
Also a magical experience.
That's right.
But yeah, we play sometimes at the Other Door and what's the place?
Five Star Bar as well.
Yeah. We've been doing
Five
shows
Star,
with Andrew
Redwood Bar.
Redwood Bar. We've been doing the Metal Assault shows.
Oh, okay.
With Andrew, and he's been really great, and he puts together some really good bills. So.
Yeah.
If you like heavy music and you like live music, definitely, I think, and you want to see like a few bands that are going to be interesting and not all the same,
right.
Check out the Metal Assault stuff because he puts together good shows.
Right. I like heavy metal, man. That stuff is like, you know, I feel it. It's power, you know. When I listen to it, it's like I feel the power when you guys play, you know.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, you know. It's like most of the time, people, if they're still playing music into their 40s, you know, they want to play like an acoustic guitar and, you know, be like, shning, shning. I'm just not like,
no,
my hearing's going, I need to turn it up.
Right.
It's gotta be louder.
Yeah. Oh my God. I mean, you know, to each their own, but I like you guys type of music. I'm not into the bling, folk music. I'm not into it. I can't do it. I mean, maybe when I get another 10 years, maybe. Doubt it, but maybe.
I don't think it works that way.
You have to change slowly but surely.
Yeah.
All right. We got a couple of more songs here for you guys. We have Bone Dry Radio Mix.
Can we actually listen to Turn It Down? Since we're talking about volume.
Right. Okay.
That's I think a Gabe mix, so.
Okay, cool.
All right. You are listening to Low Octane on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio Channel 1, and here is day song, Turn It Down.
Yeah.
This is Harrison Nida from Victory Kid, and you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio.
This is Dr. Raven, and you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio.
Hey, this is rock star Sonia Harley, and you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, and iHeartRadio. Mwah!
All right, we are back with, what would you describe your style of music? Hard rock, heavy rock, or just four guys in a band, or?
Old man metal.
Old man metal? I like that.
Old man metal. Yeah.
Old man metalheads.
It kind of bothers me when bands try not to be like, oh, we can't define our sound. You know, like.
Right.
Yes, you can. Yeah, I mean, you can probably define it. Old man metal works for me. Metal, grunge, you know, want to call it grunge, that's fine. I'm not afraid of that word.
Right.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
90s are back.
The 90s are back, man.
Yeah, we love the 90s. Especially we trying to live to make it to the 90s.
Yeah. Pretty soon we will be 90.
Right.
We'll really be back.
But still rocking.
Yeah. But, metal, grunge, those labels work fine. I mean, I guess we're probably not really that metal. One thing I've noticed playing shows with other metal bands is that we're not really that metal.
Right.
Compared to, and I don't mean that in any way to disparage the other bands because I like them. I like metal, and there's a certain type of sound that we don't really 100% fit in with all the time.
We're not the toughest band on the bill.
We're definitely
all the
not
time.
The toughest.
Whoa, you know, it's all the bands will be.
Or the fastest.
Yeah. Why? Right, oh my God. Yeah, I've seen that. You know, I didn't know, like, they got the double. What do you call them?
Double pedals? Drums. Yeah, we haven't gone there yet. Haven't crossed yet.
But. Yeah. So we're not quite, I'm sure as far as metal purists go, I don't think we would maybe be in that category. But
fuck it. Y'all just hard rock, man, because that's what y'all sound like.
That's probably the truth of the matter, yeah. But, you know, we've when we play with other bands, one nice thing about the community is people aren't snobby about it, you know.
Totally
they're
not.
Like, as long as you're like sincere and, you know, playing heavy music, everybody seems to be cool with it, you know.
Yeah,
nobody's been like, hey, you guys aren't metal enough, you know.
Right. I
mean, we haven't gotten any
not
of
to
that.
Our faces anyway,
not to our faces. Maybe they're saying it, but you know,
look, you got a fan to me, man. I don't give a fuck about the rest.
Yeah,
cool.
You know what I mean? You guys jam, man. Like I said, when I first heard you guys, I was like, whoa.
Well, thanks.
Like, man. That, man. You know, it, you know, certain groups, I ain't going to lie, certain groups I don't like. It doesn't matter, though. That's just me. You know what I mean? I'm one person. But, you know, I like what I like, and everybody like what they likes. But keep doing what you guys are doing.
Okay, yeah, well.
Thanks.
You know, you have people out there that like it, man, you know.
Yeah.
And as long as we got a venue for you guys, you got a place to play.
Cool, yeah. Well, and then every time we play a show, you know, there might not be thousands of people there or whatever, but every time we always make a new fan. So,
right.
You know, that's kind of what it's about at this point, is just trying to, you know, reach whoever we can, however we can. So,
well, it's like this. You living in this is Los Angeles, where it's everywhere, can do everything at all times. So, you know, if you get a few people at your shows and, you know, you're doing good, you know, I wouldn't, you know, you'll be upset about that. You know, like I said, man, you know, we're in LA. Everything happens here.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, and it's like, you know, we see what the other bands pull in, and it's, you know, we're pretty much on par with that, with that, it seems. So, you know,
Well, you got to do what everybody else does, man. You know, you have to, like, get on your social media and, you know, get your fans to help with the social media. So that's what we try to do. Well, I'm try to get her to start telling the audience when we do the shows, put it on Facebook Live and stuff like that, so the people can see what's going on and how good you guys are.
Yeah, well, my wife, Jennifer, who I wanted to give a shout out to, who's also...
My wife's name's Jennifer.
Your wife's name, Jennifer,
wow.
Too. I know.
Coinkydink.
It's a good name to marry.
Beautiful.
She does a lot of really good She usually streams our shows live, and she's on the social media. She really keeps the social media thing going for us, because, you know, I'm on social media and stuff too, but, you know, it's just, she's really good at that kind of thing.
Right.
You know, we want to thank her for all her tireless efforts.
All right.
And Chris's wife, yeah. Autumn, and Doug's wife, Janet. And they're all very helpful and supportive. So we're lucky dudes.
Yeah. I mean, you know, look, it's a whole bunch of bad stuff you can be doing.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And rock music is a healthy release, I can imagine, for you guys. You know, instead of just, okay, I got my day job, what am I going to do? You know, some people, you know, turn that spare time into negative.
Right.
Practices, really, and you guys turn it into a positive. It is good that your wives are with you on it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Some people turn it into golf, and and we all know where that leads.
Right. You know, not married women are probably places. A fan of golf. Yeah. And, you know, at least if your wives are a fan of the music, you'd be like, they can get into it to a certain point. So
they have fun with it. But yeah, I call the band my golf game. You know?
Right.
I'm not playing golf. I'm playing in a band.
So how often do you guys practice? You practice once a week, once a month, or?
When we have gigs, we practice once a week. We usually just rent a room for a couple of hours at Amp Rehearsal in North Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
They've got like a back line there and stuff, so we don't have to lug all of our gear.
Oh, okay.
And so, yeah, we usually, we're pretty, I think we've got to the point now where, you know, not only do we have enough songs for a set, plus some covers, you know, we're pretty well rehearsed on all of them. So we're at the point now where we're rotating songs in and out, which is a nice feeling where you don't have to play every single song you have.
Okay.
Every show. So what's nice about everybody in the band is we're at a point in our lives where we are personally responsible, and so like people know what they're doing. They know their shit. They show up and they're well rehearsed.
Show up on
and
time.
Right,
show up
on time. Time.
Yeah. Nobody's drunk or
high.
Yeah.
Or if they are, they're hiding it really well. And
reliable transportation.
And I mean, if you've been in bands, you know this is not. You know, in your early years, it's like. I mean, I'm as guilty as anybody, you know, like not having your shit together. But now that we're older and, you know, we've gotten through our
matured and
the hard, you know, the hard lessons in life we've endured. Like, people are really responsible in this band, and they show up and they practice, and when they practice, everybody's present, and we're, you know, all trying to make it work. So we don't have to practice that much because we just kind of have it together.
Oh.
You know, we get rusty and, you know, we haven't practiced for a few weeks. I think we should, it's about time.
And it's fun.
It's fun too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a good time, you know.
Whether it's a crowd or not, you know.
Yeah.
It's just fun to do it.
And that's the thing is really, that's why we're doing it. And it's to have a good time and you know, and that's the thing, I think. When you're playing in a band and you start to do stuff with the band, all these other things kind of start to come into play, and these different sort of expectations. And, you know, I've been down all those roads, and, you know, I know Chris has to some degree and stuff. And it's just, you know, the thing to just, I think, to keep focused on at this point is just like, let's enjoy ourselves.
Good.
You know,
right.
Because playing music is fun, and
it should be.
Yeah.
You shouldn't
metal
be
especially,
work.
I feel
yeah,
like,
playing
out
metal,
of all,
especially heavy music. There's something about
yeah.
it.
Oh,
it's
good.
The ultimate guitar music, yeah. you know.
Uh-oh, it's the wifey. Hey, baby.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, I'm like this chick named Jenny or something.
Yeah.
And
who are you?
You know.
Get off my radio show.
Like my name is Jenny.
Get off my radio show.
don't you mean mine?
Oh, yeah, it is see? Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, huh? Baby, I got two
yeah,
more songs
I think
to play for our guests, man.
I just want to say thank you, Low Octane, for coming on the show today. I appreciate you.
It's our pleasure.
And we love your music. And just wanted to give a shout out and say hi. And sorry I'm not there.
That's all right. Thank you for having us.
All right.
We've got JJ.
All right. Back to the show.
All right.
Go play some more great music.
All right. Bye, baby.
All right. Love you. Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Jenny.
All right. We have two more songs. We're going to play them back to back. I have Shock the Monkey and Bone Dry. Which ones do y'all want to play?
Yeah, we'll do Shock the Monkey.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we'll play Bone Dry back to back. All right. We're going to hear a double whammy right now. Shock the Monkey and Bone Dry from Low Octane. And you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1.
Yeah.
Well, that was a great song, but unfortunately, our time is up for the day. I want to thank our very, very special guests, Low Octane, for coming out today. Thank you, fellas.
Thanks for having us.
We will get to your Bone Dry song, and I'm looking forward to you guys coming and doing our shows and everything and coming back on the show.
Awesome, yeah.
Definitely, anytime. Man. Thank you very much.
Thank you, JJ.
Yes, you've been listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. Is y'all, anything y'all want to say before you head out?
Just keep rocking reasonably.
Right. All right.
Where can they find you?
You can find us on the social medias, Bandcamp. Check out Bandcamp first, Low
Facebook,
Octane.
Instagram.
Facebook, yeah. Instagram, Low Octane Rocks, if you're...
That's the handle, yeah.
That's the handle, mostly on the web. But yeah, I mean, check out our Bandcamp and first, and then Instagram, Facebook. We're there.
All right.
You'll find us.
Thank you very much, fellas, for coming down and spending time with us. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you very much, everyone, for listening. See you later. Good night. Bye.
Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Yeah. Shock the monkey.